with SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is pressed for voting changes before and after his re-election to the White House. GOP majorities in Congress will try and make that happen.
Republicans plan to move quickly in their effort to overhaul the nation's voting procedures, seeing an opportunity with control of the White House and both chambers of Congress to push through long-sought changes that include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements. In the new year, Republicans will be under pressure to address Mr. Trump's desires to change how elections are run in the U.S., something he continues to promote even after his win in November. Republicans are likely to face opposition from Democrats and have little wiggle room with their narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korean officials investigating this morning's crash landing of a passenger jet that's one of the deadliest disasters in that nation's aviation history. Transport Ministry officials say the airport control tower issued a bird strike warning to the plane shortly before it intended to land and gave its pilot permission to land in a different area. The Boeing 737 skidded into a barrier, crashed, and burst into flames. Only two of 181 people survived. A chemical company official charged in connection with an unauthorized discharge of oil into the Flint River in Michigan.
Rajinder Singh Minhas was recently arrested in a raid. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Minhas faces charges of falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to waters of the state, and other charges. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released on June 15, 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river.
Correspondent Jeremy House and discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open despite bankruptcy. This is
problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to pay for sex change operations. Minneapolis has eased an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agree to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Brian Gibson of Pro-Life Action Ministry says the decision means the city has admitted its law was illegal. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers in Ireland consuming more electricity than all urban homes together.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
If you're planning on ringing in the new year quietly at home, you're not alone. A new APNRC poll says a majority of Americans will do that, and over half will also make at least one resolution. This is SRN News.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
It'll be gusty winds and more rain falling today as the high hits 61. And tonight, windy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Overnight, the low should hover near 49. Then clearing and breezy for Monday with a high of 57. The next round of rain develops on Tuesday with a high of 55, then dry and cooler by New Year's Day. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, Vetix. Thank you.
Thank you, First Ticks.
Thank you, VetTix and First Ticks.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and First Ticks have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Wake up to the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth.
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and I am talking to you, and you know who I mean. Those of you who listen, those of you who call me during the week, those of you who text and email. This is the last Sunday of the year, and it has been a really, really good year. I have met wonderful people. We have bought and sold wonderful properties. You've made me happy because you've been happy in your properties. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in this new year, give me a call. Even if you just want to ask some questions, find out how to get ready to sell your house, find out how to get ready to buy a house. I'm here to talk to you. If you'd like to speak to us right now on the radio, you can reach us 410-922-6680. I read a really cute list from an active RAIN member. Her name is Dorothy Griggs, and she said that she thought that Santa would make a great realtor. And here are the reasons why. He's got a strong brand recognition, and we trust him. He knows how to delegate and motivate. These are things we need to do. He's really good at double-checking things twice. He already knows every single home in the neighborhood worldwide. That would make a great realtor. He's used to hitting a lot of homes in a single day. He's got the ability to leave without a trace. He can eat more cookies and not gain weight than anybody we know. He is an expert negotiator. He is unfazed by tight schedule, and he's always jolly. And I wanted to add one more. He knows who's naughty or nice. Boy, would that help picking buyers and sellers in this wonderful real estate market. Just thought that was kind of cute, and I just wanted to share that with you. Again, if you'd like to talk to us, we are live right now, 410-922-6680. Sometimes people want to buy the absolute biggest, best house in the neighborhood, or they want to buy the cheapest house in the best neighborhood. And how do you decide, and how do people look at this? Maybe it's better to buy the small house if you want to be in that exclusive neighborhood. Maybe you need a large one. Maybe it's not going to be the perfect neighborhood you're looking for. It all depends. Some prioritize location. Some prioritize the size. Affordability plays a big part, and especially if you want unique features, it may not be in that area that's ideal for you. Personal needs, personal preferences all dictate the decision. So there really is no one correct answer. But ask yourself, and I get this question a lot, find out what the actual buyer, what their needs are. Is it better to purchase a smaller home in an exclusive neighborhood or a larger home in a less desirable area? Is there a correct answer? Well, my standard answer, it depends. Some only want a specific community and are comfortable with that smaller home. Maybe they need that neighborhood. Maybe they need that school system. Maybe it is close to parents or caretakers. But others with sizable families who need big homes, who need homes with special needs. Maybe they are priced out of their desired neighborhoods. They need to find the most affordable home in the most suitable area. And from my experience selling unique properties, I find that some want that unusual, exciting home, and location is not the first priority. It's the actual house that's important. They say, after all, they're living inside the house, not outside the house. And when they find that architectural gem, they'll go for it. Then I had somebody very unusual who said, I want the biggest affordable home that money will buy. Size is her only criteria, not style, not amenities. She wants the biggest house, and she actually wanted to be able to see that house, everybody to see that house when they drove by it, so they could point up and say, that's my house. We have very, very different kinds of buyers and sellers, and we need to be listening very carefully exactly what they need. And you can hear me. It is so much fun doing what I love to do. There's a neighborhood here called the Park at Mount Washington. It used to be the Bonnie View Country Club. Well, maybe 20 years ago, it closed down. The country club closed down, and it was pretty much abandoned, and the fairways were silent. The clubhouse was empty. But instead of letting the property fall into disrepair, a vision emerged to revitalize this very cherished lands. They transformed this into a beautiful neighborhood of luxury homes, and they created a welcome community. Homes that harmonized with the natural surroundings and enhanced the residents' lives. The park has become a delightful gathering place. It features a modern playground where children of all ages can laugh and play and create friendships. And as the homes were built, inviting sidewalks lined the streets. It encouraged families to stroll to the park, to meet neighbors, to enjoy the outside, and the abundance of landscaping just added to the community and the green spaces. Again, what was once an underutilized country club blossomed into a thriving neighborhood. Families enjoy close-knit connections and joyful gatherings in the park. The community, again, is known as the Park at Mount Washington. It's also referred to as Bonnie View Estates. Stay tuned, because I'm going to have one of these luxury homes on the market within the month. It is going to be a four-bedroom, colonial, two-car garage, handicapped accessible with an elevator, with a ramp, a big open floor plan. If you're interested in a home in the park at Mount Washington, or as we call it, Bonnie View Estates, give me a call so I can get you on the list to be one of the first people to get into this community. And again, the park at Mount Washington is off of Smith Avenue in the zip code 21209. I had a call this week. I've had numerous calls this week. Someone who had recently lost their soulmate, and they were trying to decide what to do. Do they move right away? Do they wait a while? Friends and family are telling them all kinds of things. So I thought, let's just talk about what happens to a house after the loss of a spouse. It is an incredibly difficult experience, and navigating the aftermath can be totally overwhelming, especially when it comes to decisions about that family home. What happens to the house after such a loss can very significantly decide on what the individual is going to do, their circumstances. We need to find out what they preferred, what the legal documents are, what the family dynamics are. So I made a list of a few things, some common scenarios of what happens when someone loses a spouse and what they do with their house. So for some, the emotional weight of their home can become too much to bear after the loss. This was the case of an older man whose wife had passed away just a week before he called me. He said he wanted to sell his house right then. He felt that without her, the house was no longer a home. After discussing his feelings and his situation, we opted to put the property on the market. The house eventually went to a young couple in love, exactly what he wanted, and this brought him comfort, knowing that someone would again fill his house with joy and with love. And it's interesting, when I first talked to this gentleman and we discussed about his wife's passing, and he immediately wanted to put the house on the market, I immediately wanted to tell him, no, it's too early, give yourself some time. And basically what he said to me, lady, if you don't want to sell my house, I'll find somebody else who does. He knew what he wanted. He would not go back into the house without her. He went and he rented an apartment until his home was sold, and he was very, very at ease once his home did sell, and to a young couple that would fill that house with love. Another situation might be, there are individuals who want to live and stay and remain in their home after the death of a partner. They like the familiar surroundings. They like the sense of comfort. They like the neighborhood. They don't want to uproot anything else. For them, it's advisable to take time. Whether you're going to move, whether you're going to stay, talk to a lot of people. Many experts will say, don't make any major decisions for at least a year. That's probably true for many people. This allows the grieving process to unfold. However, there are times when the financial circumstances dictate that remaining in the home just isn't feasible. So it's really important to communicate openly with the person who's selling, with the family members, and consider all of these available options. Let's talk more about this after we take our first break. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number for All About Real Estate is 410-922-6680.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America. iCareAmerica.org.
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. We have a caller, Rich, on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Rich. How about you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to ask you what you look for in a real estate agent when you go to sell your house. We're looking to sell in like 2 to 3 years. We want to interview different real estate agents. What questions would you ask them?
Oh, my goodness. I could give you a whole list of questions. Number one, I think, is talk to family and friends who have bought or sold a house recently and find out what kind of experience they had. Was it a good one? Was it a productive one? Did they feel that the agent kept up with them? I don't think you can just go choose an agent because you find their name on a park bench or even on a radio show. I think you should find someone who you have, that you know, that you trust, that you respect, who has had a positive experience with the realtor. Now, if you don't have that, say you're in an area, you don't know the people there, you don't have a lot of people you're moving in, I would say when you start to interview agents, one of my favorite things is to ask that agent or that broker to give them a list of people who they have bought and sold within the last year. And what I always do is I say, take my last 15, 20 buyers and sellers. I give them the names, I give them the phone numbers, no particular order, and call and follow up. I'm not 100% sure everybody's going to say they loved working with me, but they'll get an idea of what that agent is like. Whether you choose a broker or a realtor, what area are you in, Rich?
Well, we're in Anne Arundel County, Pasadena, 21122.
Okay. So I'm going to say if there's anybody out there who has had a fabulous experience in Anne Arundel County, to give me a call. And what I'll do, Rich, if you call me after the show, I will give you a list of anybody who calls with that favorable review. Also, any real estate agents out there who would like to work and maybe help Rich sell his house in a couple of years, give me a call. Let's see if we can hook you up. And I think it's a really, really good idea, Rich, even if you're not selling for a year or two, that you make that connection with that real estate agent, that they can keep you apprised at what is going on in the market, whether it's up, whether it's down, what's selling, what the interest rates are. Where are you planning to move?
Oh, we already have our retirement house in Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay.
So we're already set there.
Okay, so they don't need to help you find that next house. So you're going to want somebody who knows your neighborhood well, who has a handle on it, can let you know when something goes on the market, when something sells, how does that house compare to yours? And I think the more you do that, the earlier you start that process, the happier you're going to be with the response and the way you're handled by any real estate professional. Does that help?
Yeah. Yes, it does. What do you say when new construction sells in the area, the similar type house, and your house, my house is about 40 years old.
Okay.
Is there going to be a big difference in price? These houses where I'm living are selling for $600,000, new houses.
Okay, and that's a good question. You have to compare them. Your house may be as big as that house, or maybe not as big as that house, but your house may be more desirable. Maybe your location is better. Think about when you purchase a new home, whatever that purchase price is, it's probably going to cost you 20, 30, 40% more than that. You don't have landscaping. You don't even have a mailbox. You want window treatments. You want extra ceiling fans. You want extra electrical outlets. You want to change the flooring. Maybe your house is in the kind of condition that somebody would be able to move right in, and your price and your house and your location would be better. But if you are going to go with a new house, my suggestion is go with a buyer's agent. And the reason is that when you're going to new construction, they are going to be wonderful and they're going to be friendly and they're going to give you all the information, but you do need to know that they are totally working for the builder. They are not working for you. You do need your own representation when you go to purchase a new house. So sometimes the new house in the neighborhood is so much better than anything else in the neighborhood. There are some people who only want new. They say, I don't want to be in a house that somebody else has used. I want my oven to be new and not used and things like that. There are other people who say, I don't want to be in a new house. I don't know the construction of the new house. If you've got a house that's been around, would you say 40 years in your house?
Yeah, 1976.
Okay. You know your house is still standing. You know, I'm sure, that your roof is good. You know whether or not your basement is dry when we have torrential rains. You know the ins and outs of that house. You know if there's settlement cracks and how the house was built. You may be taking a chance on new construction. And I know not everybody's going to be happy with me for saying that, but you really have to know if you're going for new construction, who that builder is, what their track record is. Talk to some other people who have bought in that neighborhood. And again, I think that being educated is your best defense of buying or selling real estate. Does that help?
Yes, it does. That's some really good ideas there with the, like you said, the different stuff that people got to probably put into the new construction. But what's the going rate, Margaret, for a real estate agent, for a sales real estate agent? What is it, like 6% or
again
commission?
Again, Rich, that is always negotiable. It depends on who you talk to. You're going to find anything from 1, 2, 3% to 7, 8, 9, 10%. It depends on the area. It depends on the home. It depends on the experience of that person, but it is always negotiable.
Okay. All right, well, let me hang up and let you take some more calls. I'm burning a lot of time here.
Well, I love talking to you, Rich. And if you want to reach me after the show, if anybody calls in and has an agent or is an agent in the Anne Arundel area, I'll be happy to pass that on. My number after the show is 410-530-2400.
Okay, can I text that number?
You can text that number also, 410-530-2400, and that would be easier because I'll probably get back to you quicker, Rich.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for all the advice. The area code I live in is 21122.
Okay, 21122. And I'm going to say it one more time. If there's an Anne Arundel agent out there who really knows that area very, very well, who thinks they're the best agent there, or somebody who's worked with somebody that they think is the best agent there, give me a call. It doesn't mean they have to have sold the most real estate. It's the way they handle each transaction. So give me a call. I'll put them in touch with Rich afterwards. And I appreciate the call. Hopefully you all are learning a little bit about how to go about picking a real estate agent, and commissions are always commissions are always negotiable. And again, I love the questions, and I again appreciate Rich's call. I get these kind of calls during the week, and that's how I base much of my show. But I do love it when somebody calls in the show like this, so I can give this information to a lot more people. If you've got a question or comment that you'd like to talk to us about, give me a call on the show, 410-922-6680, or you can text me. Even during the show, sometimes I will check my text messages. If you've got a question that you want to have answered, but you don't want to go live on the radio, I understand that. You can text me to that same number, 410-530-2400. So we were talking about what happens to the house after the loss of a spouse, and we talked about some people wanted to stay in their homes. They felt more comfortable. Some did not even want to go back into their homes. Well, there's some other things that come into play, like legal issues. The death of a spouse can also lead to legal complications regarding the property and the ownership. There might be where one partner was designated as the PR, or the personal representative. And careful, if the deceased had children from a previous marriage, those children may seek to claim the home, especially if that will has not been updated. Make sure now, don't wait till things happen. Make sure that you talk to an attorney. Find out the best way to have your home titled, and the different scenarios that can happen when one of you passes away. I remember I had a wife call me. She had just lost her husband. I've talked about this before, but it's worth talking about again. They had bought their home together. They had worked hard. They had paid cash for it. They wanted to make sure that if anything happened to either one of this, they'd both be secure and they could stay in their home. And they did that. They paid the house off. They owned it clear and free. However, there was a previous son or daughter from a previous marriage who, as soon as the death occurred, came to the couple and said, "I want my half of the house." "What do you mean?" Well, her dad had put her on the deed, in title, because he wanted to make sure he trusted her. She would take care of the affairs when something happened to one of them. And trusting someone is really, really an awesome thing, but it needs to be legal. This lady was forced to sell her house, or either give this stepdaughter 50% of what the house was worth. That was pretty darn upsetting. So again, this can all be prevented by doing some legal updating right now, not to wait, because family dynamics can significantly influence what happens to a property. So any questions about that, give me a call either after the show or right now. We can talk about that. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680.
After a windy and wet end of this weekend, it will be drier heading into Monday before another round of rain develops on Tuesday and into New Year's Eve on Tuesday night. In the meantime, today, gusty winds and showers, a high of 61. There will be showers tonight, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder as winds gust out of the west overnight and the low drops down to 49. A clearing trend will take place on Monday, still breezy with a high of 57. And then wet weather Tuesday, showers spread in through the afternoon and the high hits 55. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m., exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-922-6680. If you have a home that you're thinking about selling now or in the next year, give me a call. I have got buyers who are waiting. I have buyers who want to buy right now. I've got somebody who needs a small home, bedroom on the first floor. It can be two bedrooms. It can be almost anywhere. They just want a nice small home with a garage. If you think your home might meet this, give me a call. I have someone who wants to buy this small home. They are open to neighborhoods, so if you can find the right kind of a small home with a garage, give me a call and I'll be happy to talk to you. I also need a farm. Can be within an hour of Baltimore. Minimum of 10 acres, needs to be water. I have somebody who wants to start their own farming business. Give me a call if you have anything like that. One of the properties that I have coming on the market Well, I've told you about a couple that are coming on the market, but one of the ones that I have right now that is really, really special, I think I've mentioned this before, I love contemporary, I love unusual homes, I love homes that can be used in many different ways, and this is one. This is a big house. It's bright. It's airy. It's got high ceilings, some as high as 17 feet. Lots of glass, lots of light. The first floor primary suite probably in a normal home could be 3 or 4 bedrooms. That's how much space it is in this property. The main bedroom is octagonal shaped, has a fireplace, has French doors leading to the deck, has his and her dressing rooms, has a spa bath, and this house has decking all the way around so that every single room on the first floor, whether it's the sunroom, the kitchen, the family room, the living room, the primary bedroom, the bathroom even, the sunroom, which I mentioned, little gym on the first floor, you all have, there's access to the outside deck. In addition to this first floor, you've got a gourmet, fabulous kitchen with granite and center island. Next to that is that perfect sunroom that I just mentioned. A number of fireplaces in the house. Upstairs, you've got several more primary suites. Each room or each couple of rooms have their own bathrooms. Plenty of living space, open, can be playroom, can be an office, whatever. Lots of room on the second floor. The basement is also finished with extra bedrooms, bathrooms, with a garage. In fact, this home has got a total of 6 indoor parking spaces. There's a 3-car garage, there's a 2-car garage, and there's a 1-car garage. So you've got the main garage on the first level, easy access to the first level, and you have garages downstairs also. If you are interested in this kind of a contemporary, beautiful, beautifully maintained home, very, very contemporary, give me a call. I'd like to share more of it with you. This is a home that is in Green Spring Valley. The road that it's on is Bywoods, which is off of Green Spring Valley Road, and the zip code back there is 21153. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me or call me and give me their name. I will be happy to talk with them, give them more particulars on the house, and if you'd like to make an appointment to see it, it would be my pleasure to show it. I showed it this week, and it was very, very exciting. I'm not sure, but the people who saw it seemed to really love it also. We'll wait and see if anything comes of that. But that's a really, really special, special home. It's also on a wooded lot, so you've got tremendous privacy, and it's also in a gated community. So, again, special home, beautiful home. Give me a call if you're interested in Bywoods in Green Spring Valley. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about if you had a kid or a young people just getting married, wanting to live together, roommates, that it might really be a good idea to buy a condo or a house and share it. Maybe multiple people can share the same house. When think about some of the advantages of doing that. Think about if you purchased a home with either family or friends, multi-family, grandparents, parents, children, aunts, uncles. What would be some of the actual perks of doing that? Well, number one, it would be financial relief, because if you think about it, if you all shared a home, providing the home was big enough, providing that it met all of your needs, that you had the privacy you needed, look at the financial relief that you could have. Yes, the house will probably cost a lot more than any single family home, but if right now you're living in one, two, or three of those homes, the relatives are doing that, and they're thinking about combining, it gives a way to age in place. It gives a place. I think after COVID, everybody is aware that we need privacy and we need security. This could help out, and you can cut the cost. Maybe if one of the occupants has needs some kind of medical or caretaking, that it can be done there. That would probably save money there. The gas and electric all are going to be one. When you have to do a repair, it's going to be one. It's not like owning three different houses that are cheaper and smaller and you're living alone. They need all three need the care. They need lawn care. They need, as I mentioned, gas and electric. When the roof goes, all of these things. And maybe, just maybe, by having a big house that you can share, and it's not for everybody, that this would be a way to go. I had a couple of sisters that did that. It worked out beautifully. Basically, you find a home that has those separate primary suites that I've been talking about, and this really might be an idea if you're thinking about whether to sell one, whether to put somebody in assisted living. If you'd like to talk about that, give me a call. Again, it's certainly not for everybody. Again, you are listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Guess who just bought an $88 million ski resort?
Who?
Zelensky's company just bought a hotel in the Courchevel ski resort for 88 million euros. I have to ask the question.
We send money over to him. That means he doesn't have to spend his own money on the things that we're paying for now, so he can use his own money to buy a ski resort.
I just keep doing this kind of thing because this is why the left lost. They don't know how to read the room.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
There are people who have been at work since the 60s trying to tear down America because they hate America. That's what communists do. That's what socialists do. They hate. They envy. A lot of the world, a good share of the world, looks at us as the enemy, not as a beacon of freedom. The people, the masses in those awful countries look at America positively, but their leadership hates America. And we are the most diverse population in the history of the world.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You want to reach me after the show, text me 410-530-2400. Got a really special three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath. This is unusual because we don't usually come across large penthouses, and this is one. It's on the ninth floor in a building called 11 Slade. It's a co-op. It has a St. Charles Eden kitchen. It's bright. It's got a couple of pantries. It's got stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator with an ice maker. It's got double ovens. It even has a skylight that really brightens up the space. There's also a separate door from the kitchen to the hallway. Makes it real easy to bring in the groceries. It also has the entire wall, the living room wall, which is huge, lined with windows and a glass door that opens to a 26-foot balcony. And that balcony overlooks the golf course and the country club, so that when they're having fireworks, you've got front row seats. So it's really, if you want to be in a co-op, it is just a really special place. The amenities there, you've got 24-hour someone at the desk. You've got someone to park your car. You've got underground parking. You've got all of your utilities included, including water and heat and air conditioning, security. It even has two lobbies. One has got a fireplace, a big patio outside for entertaining in the summertime, bright, beautiful place, or on a day like today, which it's pretty warm today. There's also have guest rooms there. If you have overnight guests, they've got a couple of guest rooms that are really quite inexpensive and really make it easy if you have out-of-town company coming in. Again, this is 11 Slade. This is Unit 906, and this is a co-op. Co-op means that this is a cash-only building, and you do have to be approved to get into it. If you would like to have any information on this co-op or see this co-op or get more information, it would be my pleasure. Also in the same building, I have a small one, a studio. Maybe you want to live with this kind of luxury, but in a small place. Maybe you just want to have your own space with your own bedroom and living room, with your own bathroom. Give me a call to see this studio in 11 Slade with all the same amenities that I mentioned of the penthouse one. Again, any question about that, or if you need to see floor plans or find out how to get into this these buildings, I would love to talk to you more about it. Again, if you are thinking about selling any homes in the 21208 or 21209, I have buyers that are looking for homes I have buyers who are ready to purchase right now move-in homes. I have buyers who are ready right now to buy our homes that are in a great need of repairs. They will buy as is. If you're thinking about selling your home and you live in any of these areas, also any home that you may have with a garage, I've got buyers for. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a happy and a healthy and a prosperous new year. We will see you next week in 2025.
Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...